Recently, we went through a series of messages on from the life of Joseph, and there are some applications that I wasn't able to develop as much during the message as I had wanted, and so I'm going to take some time with that. Now, in the one message, Joseph is elevated to become the second most powerful man in Egypt. He goes from 13 years being a slave and then in prison to suddenly getting this elevation to basically the most powerful person probably in the world at that time, and he handles it well. J. Oswald Sanders, I love his insight. He says, not everybody can carry a full cup. Only a very few can be elevated to a position of great responsibility without losing their spiritual equilibrium. And don't we see that all the time? More often than we would like, certainly, where people are doing really well as long as they struggle, but then you give them increased power, increased responsibility, increased financial, increased wealth, and suddenly they discover they can't carry a full cup. That's what Jesus meant when he said, it's not easy for the rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. There's some real downsides to it. But Joseph is a great example of how to handle success well and not be destroyed by it. And the general application we made that day was simply, Joseph understood that his promotion was not about him, it was about God. And so to keep our spiritual equilibrium, we have to always understand that we're the created, he's the creator. That he is the giver of every good and perfect gift. And our responsibility is to serve. So if we are elevated into some position or given some blessing, we can say, all of the good things that I have come from God, and God gives them to me not to be self-indulgent, but to bless others. It's like Abraham. My small group the other night was reading through Abraham chapter 12. When God gives Abraham his call, Abraham gives him all of these promises. I'll make you a great name, great nation, blessing to all people. But in the middle there, God says, I will bless you and you'll be a blessing to others. Joseph was able to keep a spiritual equilibrium because he understood God had blessed him so he could be a blessing to others. So practical ideas for keeping your spiritual equilibrium. The first thing I would say is stay humble in all that you do. Understand that God is the one who has elevated you. And so you give him glory, you give him thanks. I really appreciate actually when athletes have the discipline at the end of a victory to say, I just want to thank God. Now, that doesn't mean that God wasn't blessing the people who were defeated, but every good and perfect gift comes from above. And if your first instinct is always to say, I want to thank God for this gift that I have, for this moment that I'm enjoying, it gives you perspective. It keeps you humble. The Bible says in Psalm 75, verse 6, exaltation does not come from the east, the west, or the desert. For God is the judge. He brings down one and exalts another. God is the one who is blessed. Success kills whenever we think, I've earned this. Therefore, I'm entitled. I must be pretty smart. I must be pretty good. This must be payoff for what a great person I am. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. One of the reasons I wanted to do this devotion is because it reminded me of a time years ago. Well, for years, I've been invited to a thing called the Mega Church Pastor's Retreat. And every year I turn it down. And I've always turned it down because they're so expensive. And I can't rationalize spending that much of the church's money to go for a retreat on a retreat for me. I don't care if it's with mega church, a bunch of mega church pastors. In fact, the place is so expensive. I once shared with my brother who was a dentist. I said, Phil, would you ever go to a conference where you had to pay this much for a hotel to stay in this kind of swanky place? And Phil was like, no, I wouldn't pay that much. And I just thought, if my brother, who is a faithful giver to his church, would not spend that kind of money on himself, what's he going to think? What is somebody like Phil going to think if I'm taking church money that people are entrusting us to use for the glory of the kingdom, the advancement of the kingdom, the glory of God, to, for me to go on a retreat. I just can't do that. So at any rate, several years back, 8, 9, 10 years back, I was with a buddy who goes to that conference, that retreat every year. He's a good guy. I have a lot of respect for him. But he was urging me, Brett, you need to come to these retreats. It'd be great. We need you to be at those retreats. Why don't you be there? And I just said to him, I said, I can't rationalize spending that much money to go to a retreat for that. And he said to me, Brett, you got to think in a different way. You're on a different level now. And I thought to myself, oh my, that's dangerous. May I never think I'm on a different level now. But isn't that how it works? When you're struggling, you don't think about being on a different level. You're just like everybody else. You're not entitled to think, but then you get more authority. You find yourself rubbing shoulders with people that some would consider a more elite group. Some of you know more, you know, national secrets than others. Some of you work for the government and you don't work in a cubicle anymore. You actually have a real office, you know. And you make decisions that impact lots of people. Boy, a lot of people that are part of New Life or in the Northern Virginia area, they're making decisions that they know have a ripple effect around the nation, around the world. And it's easy to let that thought creep in. I'm in a different level now. And pride goes before destruction. I would just remind us, the level that we are on is that we are made of dust. We are dust that is loved by God, dust that God values enough to put his image in us. And yet at the end of the day, when we pass from this life, we are dust. And so we need to give glory to the creator of the dust, not to the dust. Pride comes before destruction. So have a good attitude, a humble attitude. Reminds me of a story. Love the story of Dan Issel. Dan Issel was a star basketball player, one of the greatest players ever to come out of University of Kentucky. When he played as a rookie in professional ball, he was Rookie of the Year. One time he was leading scorer of the NBA. One of the leading, when he retired, actually, he was one of the leading scorers in NBA history. But he was a Christian. He was also baptized as an adult by a friend of mine. And my friend was saying to him how impressed he is. He was about with Dan Issel and how he treats everybody the same. How he's just so humble with people. You know, how did he come about doing that? And he said, I'll never forget what my dad told me when I was young. He said, Dan, be nice to the people that you meet on the way up, because they're the same people you're going to meet on the way down. There's so much wisdom and insight in that observation. But I just got to think, how many people say know the name Dan Issel? There was a time he was top of the world professional basketball player. But today, most people, especially if you're not in Kentucky, haven't even heard of him. See, it's all about God. So keep humble in all that you do. Let me stop there, actually, and I'll pick up there next time so that this one doesn't get too long. Heavenly Father, help us to stay humble where we are. God, we thank you that you've given us every good and perfect gift. We look around us and we see the places that we have as roofs over our head, the work that you've given us, the abilities that you've given us, limited though they may be. You've given us friends and opportunities and connection. And Lord, we want to recognize that you are God who is eternal and we're humble. That every good thing that we have comes from you. So help us to not see ourselves as special compared to other people, but just as special to you. And because of that, we can be content and humble in the way that we work and function. Lord, help us to carry a full cup and to keep our spiritual equilibrium. Through Christ we pray. Amen. All right, join us next time, and I'll do the next application for how to succeed in success.